And if you have your Bibles tonight, I want you to go with me to Psalm chapter number 27. I feel like the Holy Ghost wants me to preach this tonight. I've been preaching and teaching on Revelation, and I'll get back to that next Wednesday night. But considering what's been going on the last 2 weeks here at the church and in many people's lives, I just felt like this is the right way to go tonight. I want you to know in the last 2 weeks in our church, we have absolutely been under siege. But I want you to know, I'm not discouraged. I'm encouraged. Because I know who I'm serving. Amen. It started 2 weeks ago. Many of you know that somebody tried to imitate me. Sent at least 100 emails, and they didn't get into my email account, but they used my name, the church's name, to try to get money out of you. And I'm glad some of you were smart enough to know that wouldn't be what I'd do. And we got that fire out. And I was coming out to work Monday, and Jerry was coming, and we was trying to do some things on the holiday Monday, and came down in the church, and there's 3 inches of water in our basement in the office area. The whole sanctuary up there was inundated with water, and it all came down into the office areas and just destroyed it all. Just everything in there was a mess. And that's why we can't have the dinner, because everything we got at those offices up in the activity building. But we are all right. Amen. And God's going to help us. I believe I got a message to encourage you tonight. Look at Psalm 27. If you're there, say amen. What I'm going to do is give you a brief overlay of this passage and then give you 4 thoughts. Tonight I got to say, and I'm going to pull a thought out of verse number 5 in a moment. Now, we're at the last service of this year. And I want to remind you something. Here's what we always do. Tell me if you've ever done this. Man, this has been a bad year. I can't wait till the next one. Only to find the next one's just going to have its ups and downs too. Am I right or not? If some of y'all think it's going to be all better and the devil's going to quit next year, bugging you and messing with you, you ain't got your head on right. Amen. Somebody laid you down when you was a baby and your brain fell out. You trust me, we're ending the year with trouble. And most likely we'll have it next year too. But I want you to know something. I'm glad that God's aware of everything. And God is able to subdue Satan and give us the victory. Join me with this great psalm. I hope you're there in your Bible. I hope you follow me tonight. I'll give you the theme in a moment after I kind of give you an overlay of this passage. The Lord is my light. Man, when we don't know where to travel, when it looks dark, thank God he's my light and my salvation. That particular context is he's my deliverer. Salvation is deliverance. Whom shall I fear? The Lord, what a great question. Sometimes we face life fearfully. But I want to tell you, if God be for you, who can be against you? Somebody help me preach tonight. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? He said, who should I fear and who shall be afraid if God's my strength? If the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, then why in the world would we be afraid? Thank God. When the wicked, by the way, they're a lot of wicked people. Whoever tried to imitate me and write those write those emails. They didn't have nothing good. They're a wicked person. But hold a minute. I ain't trying to get revenge on them. God's going to take care of that. Vengeance is mine, the Lord said. I will repay. He got this. When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh. And by the way, these people want to eat your flesh and do away with you. They stumbled and fell. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. They may try to mess with you, but God will take care of them. Somebody help me. I'm getting, woo. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war shall rise up against me. In this I'll be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that which I seek after, that I may dwell. Hey, by the way, can I tell you, you want to have a New Year's resolution that's right? I mean, this is the best one. You're going to dwell in the house of the Lord and inquire in His temple. You can't get help out there in the world. Hey, Joe Biden ain't going to help you. He can't even help himself. Hello. He can't chewing gum and walk at the same time. Am I preaching? But my God will help you. Whew, I feel a lot of preach coming on this old man tonight. For listen to verse 5. This is our text. In the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me up on a rock. And now, woo! And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies around about. Therefore will I offer in His tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I'll sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hey, listen, we had a tough week this week. But I want to tell you what, after I tried to get away from this place, I didn't really want to talk to nobody. I tell you what old John Smith done. I do what I do every time something bad happens to me. I find me a hiding place. So I just think and pray and seek His face. And I tell you what I done Monday, as much as it was difficult to do, but after I done it, Brother Rich, I felt like I was sky high. And that I just started praising God. You said you need to praise Him in the midst of trouble, in the midst of heartache. That's the best time to praise Him. Amen. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also on me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. Listen to this. This is good here. Sometimes your own family will turn on you. When my father and mother forsake me, woo, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path. Because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies. For false witnesses are risen up against me. And such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted. Unless. Listen. I had fainted. Unless. I'd believe to see the goodness of the Lord. In the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. I told you I was going to give you an overview. I ain't. I'm going to dive right into this thing. Look at verse number 5 out of this passage. Now, some people try to pinpoint and tell me exactly what context this was in as far as David's life. I'll say this. I think it was when Absalom was going after him. But it possibly was when Saul was going after him. And the reason I said it might have been when Absalom done it is because he mentions his family. Amen. There ain't nothing harder on you to know that your family's not for you. That's one thing you most of the time can count on, that mama's for you and your kids are for you and your family's for you. But I'll tell you when the devil sees worse is when he can even turn your family against you. Somebody help me preach. But look at verse number 5. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me. Here's what I want to preach on tonight. What to do when trouble comes. Or when trouble comes. Now I want you to know something. You look at Preacher Smith right now. There's one of three things going to be happening in your life right now. You're either getting ready to go into trouble. Or you in it right now. Or you're getting ready to go out of it. To turn around to go back in it. To go through it. To go back out of it. Now, I don't know where you are tonight. But I know before this next year's over, they some of you in this room's whole life's going to be tried. You said, how could you predict something like that? Because that's just the way life is. Somebody asked me a question. Is life fair? Life is not fair. But I want you to know who is fair. God's fair. So when trouble comes, what will God do for me? That's what I'm concerned about. How I'm going to get through it. Amen. Now we're all thinking about how we're going to resolve our problems up there. We got some ideas, but I don't know for sure. I'm waiting on God. But I do know this. I got four things I want to give you when trouble comes in your life. Look at verse number 4 and verse number 5. That I can assure you is going to happen if you're saved. I like that first song. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Let me give you four things. I know it's going to happen when trouble comes. Look at verse 4 and 5. One thing have I desired of the Lord. That will I seek after. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord. All the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple. Now listen, for in the time of trouble, or when it comes, number one, He shall hide me. Somebody help me preach. Aren't you glad that when trouble comes, Chad, He'll put us in His pavilion. He'll put us in His secret place. He'll put us on a rock. And if you don't know who the rock is by now, the rock is Christ Jesus. He was a smitten rock, and He's the risen rock, and out of Him flows water, or the Holy Ghost of God. I want you to know something. He'll hide you in a place where you'll be supplied. He'll hide you in a place where you'll be taken care of, where the enemy can't get at you. Oh, there's people snarling at you. There's people scratching at you. There's people hate your guts, but I'm glad when they hate me, when they forsake me, when they don't like me. God, I'll put me right in a secret place. If y'all think I came tonight to just preach a little sermon at the Christian that's to smoke cigarettes, you're wrong. I came to preach. Amen. Yes, I am, brother. He's our refuge. He's our refuge. And it's a secret place. I can't explain it. Let me ask the church this. I want to ask y'all something. How many of y'all been in some hot water? And it just seemed like, I don't want to use the word out of the blue, but then God, like on wings of eagles, came where you were and took you and put you in a safe, secure place. Whoa. See, it's our secret place. It's our refuge. Then he said, I rest. Look at verse number 5. I'm still going there. He said, he shall set me upon a rock. Woo! Thank God. That's all right. By the way, there ain't no better place to be than in Jesus. You say, what's it like to be in Jesus? It's a safe place. It's a solid place. I don't think any of you would ever imagine our country getting in the mess it's been in these last 2 years like it has. And churches are going absolutely crazy. Forsaking God's word, forsaking the assembling of themselves together, forsaking the only one that can help you. It's a safe place. It's a solid place. It's a secret place. See, I want you to know something. This right here grabs me. When we get into trouble, you can know this. God's going to hide you in a place and protect you. These people have to get you. And I want you to know the number one cat after you is the devil. Lucifer. The old Slewfoot. He does not like you. And he's after you. But what he don't know, he can't get me. He can't even touch me unless God allows him to. That ought to make you run and shout right now. He can't even touch me without God's permission. And then if he gets God's permission, that means to me that God's going to give me a way of escape. And God's got victory for me on the other side. So when trouble comes, he'll hide you. But let me give you some more good news. Y'all want to hear some more? Man, I'm telling you what. Brother Zach, I feel some preaching this old man. Look at verse number 7. Y'all there say amen. Not only will he hide us, Chad, and he will. He'll hear us. And he does. Hear me, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also on me, upon me, and answer me. Thank God. Thank God. What David was doing, he was talking to God out of his heart. See, God don't want no foolishness out of you. But I'll tell you what he would. You know what prayer is? You know what that's one of your favorite verses. Prayer is the desire of your heart. When you talk to God out of your heart, can I tell you what he's going to do, Brother Jared? He's going to hear us. I want our deacons and I want our staff. Hey, listen, we're going to throw a bunch. But I want all y'all to know something. God's aware of us. And I've been talking to him about it. And he's been talking back to me. You said, preacher, you're crazy. God don't talk to you. Amen. Right here, boy. Amen. He talks to me every day out of this. I'm not looking for Casper the ghost. I got the word of God. And he talks. By the way, this King James Bible is the word of God. It's preserved. It's God's word. I'll stand on it. When hell is thrown at me, I'm standing on the word of God. I never called on him, and he said, who's calling? He knows my voice. Somebody ought to shout here. He knows my voice. He knows your voice. The Bible said he knows what you're going to ask before you ask it. I'll tell you what we have. We have too many people. It's what I call Christmas callers. They just call on God and they're around when Christmas comes or Easter comes or Mother's Day. I tell you what, we need to be in the house of God. We need to be serving God every day of our life. And we need to have a prayer life and a Bible study life that's real. We're at the end of this year. I wonder, have you committed to be more of a prayer warrior next year? Have you committed to read your Bible through more than once next year? Have you committed to do that yet? If you haven't, you need to. All of our, listen to this, Sean, all of our failures are prayer failures. You have not because you ask not. Whew. Number three, y'all still with me? I'm look at verse number 9. What have I said so far? When trouble comes, oh Lord, have mercy, he'll hide us. When trouble comes, he'll hear us. But look at verse number 9. Hide not thy face far from me. Put thou not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. I'll tell you the third one. When trouble comes, we're not in this alone. He will help us. Let me give you three things. He'll help us with what battles us. Hey, by the way, you're in battle. And whatever's going, I don't know what's going to happen from now to the next year, this time next year. But whatever it is, and whatever onslaught the devil throws at you, he going to help you. And don't sit back there. Hey, y'all back there, don't sit back there and think you ain't going to go through battles. You had to have one before the first of the year. Because that's the way life is. You may find out you've got an enemy you didn't even know about. Amen. But I want you to know something. When those people battle you, God's got your back. Yes, sir. And he'll help you. Yes, right. Thank God. I tell you what, I don't know if y'all's getting anything out of this. I'm about to shout at my own preaching. He's got this thing. When we are in a battle, he helps us. He also helps us with what bothers us. Man, I'm going to tell you what. There's a lot of things bother me. I want you to know that. I don't want to go negative, but I guess I will. I'll tell you what bothers me more than anything. Some of these fake Christians. They bother me. Amen. Hey, sinners don't bother me. Sinners come to me when they need help, my help. When they get thrown in jail, they come and get me. I've had a couple right now in jail looking for me. That ain't who bothers me. I tell you who bothers me. Some backslidden, gossiping, negative Christian that wouldn't say boo at the devil, had a pitchfork after him. Hello. I can't hardly take a hypocrite. Somebody help me preach. I can't hardly take somebody. But I want you to know, you always have some carnal Christian nip at you. Or some professing Christian that really ain't got it. Nip at you. Well, nip all you want. Because God's going to help me. There ain't no backslidden carnal devil going to overcome you if you let God help you. Lord have mercy. Not only what battles us and what bothers us, but what burdens us. I'll tell you, I won't lie to you. 2 weeks ago, when somebody was using my name to try to coerce, my church people, it broke my heart. Tina, it broke my heart. That some conniving heathen would go that low. to try to hurt some of my people using my name. It bothered me. It broke my heart. But I want you all to know God took care of that too. We got through it. We did the right thing. Jared and I talked. We did the right thing. Got it settled. It's done. And we're wiser from it. But I want you to know something. You hear me out. When you go through situations like that, you better thank God you've got a God that'll help you. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I did I tell you I was on the winning side? Thank God I'm on the winning side. Last thing, I'm done. I'll finish. This helped anybody? Yes, sir. Number four. What we said so far, Chad, he'll hide us, he'll hear us, he'll help us, but look at verse number 10. This one right here really, really does something for me. When my father and my mother forsake me, listen, then the Lord will take me up. You know what that means? When we, and by the way, if you think you're going to get through life without being hurt and afraid, you're wrong. But here's what I'm trying to tell you. When that happens, God will take you up. In other words, fourthly, he'll hold you. Let me ask you. How many of you went through an experience in your life that was the darkest time you've ever been in, and you didn't know what to do, and you found yourself in the arms of Jesus? Yes, and when you get that close in his arms, you get to say things others can't say and hear things others can't hear. Somebody help me preach. I'll tell you what happened to me Monday. I was upset for a while. Got home and got about 9 o'clock at night. All of a sudden, it just seemed like God came and said, "You need a hug, don't you?" I remember when my dad and mother used to hug me. It made me feel so assured. But there's nothing better. Somebody help me. There's nothing better in this world than God giving you a big hug and saying, "I got this. Don't you worry, son. Don't you. I know you're going through it. But you hear me. I got you. I got a hold of you. I'm lifting you up. They can't keep you down. They ain't going to stop you. You got a future. I got you." The devil will tell you, "I have no future." But I want you to know, if you're one of God's children, you do. Man, I'm glad I'm in church tonight. Amen. He talked about a forsaken position. Ain't nothing worse than mom and dad forsaking you. You said, "I've had people forsake me." Had mom and dad done it? That's when it really gets bad. Then a forever promise. I like this. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Then the psalmist said, "Teach me, Lord. Teach me thy way." That'd be a good thing for all of us want to get in the new year, to know God's way. And lead me in a plain path. See, right now, I don't need no smoke and mirrors. I need the plain path. Deliver me not over unto mine enemies. For what false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. You know they're going to be people who tell lies on you. I've had it. I've been there. And try to destroy you. But God's got you. Oh, they can lie all they want. But God's holding you. They can be false witness all they want. But God's got this. Somebody ought to praise Him. Then listen to this. I won't lie to you. Verse number 13. He said, I had faded. And what he was saying is, I was just about to faint. You ever been there? Where you're taking about all you can tank. The pressure's just mounted up to where you can't handle it. Then he said this, unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I want you to know something. Whether it's raining or snowing or whatever the climate is in your life, God is good. Amen. Then here's what he says. This is really good. I know we don't do this very well, do we? Verse number 14. Wait on the Lord. How many of y'all have a little problem about waiting? Come on, knucklehead, tell the truth. How many impatient people's in this room? Yes, you are. I know you better than you know yourself. Yes, you are. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And here's what he said. And he shall strengthen thine heart. I tell you what. We let people rush us. We let people rush us and make us make wrong decisions. What you got to do is refuse to let that happen. Get real close to him. Let him hold you. Get real close. You got me? See, when somebody's real close like that, I'm telling you, business can pick up. Amen? Come here. Come here, son. Turn me down a little bit for a second. See, y'all didn't get in on that because you wasn't here.
Yeah, that's good.
See, sometimes you don't get in on it because you ain't here. And all he wants you to do is allow him to hug you and hold you. And then what happens, Tina, you get in on God's, hearing what God's had to say to you. And then you get to whisper things to him that others can't whisper because they're too far from him. Am I helping you tonight? When trouble comes, he'll hide you. When trouble comes, he'll hear you. When trouble comes, he'll help you. When trouble comes, he'll hold you.
Amen.
I want you to bow your head with me. I want to ask you this question. How many's had some trouble this year or you're having it right now? You say, preacher, the devil is fighting me harder than I've ever had him fight me. Raise your hand. Just slip it up. I want to pray for you. That's right. Now, here's what I'd like for you to do. I'd like for you to come up on this last Wednesday night of the year and find you a place to allow God to hide you and hear you and help you and hold you. Stand with me. Folks are coming. You ought to already be here. Father, thank you for this message tonight. Thank you for the liberty I've had tonight. Oh God, I ask you, just touch our people. And we'll praise you and honor you. In Jesus' name, amen.